lawyers, who needs them? Here are your hosts, Jim and Randall.
And Dr. Staccato playing a little Boston in the background. Yeah. Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hartman.
And we appreciate you joining our program, and you're just in time for this week's Arrogance of the Rich and Famous. I tell you, Vince Staccato is upbeat. For a guy who's 76 years old, he's unbelievable.
And hasn't drawn a sober breath in 75
of those. But that's why he's so good. He's preserved.
He's terrific.
He had a choice. Booze or formaldehyde. I told him, stick with the booze. All right. Breast enlargements gone wild. This is right up our alley. These are the kinds of cases we love, ladies and gentlemen.
Remember some time ago we got a letter from a listening audience that said she sued a doctor because her breast
didn't turn out the way
implanted.
She wanted.
Well, here's a gal that really got a problem. Heidi Montag.
Oh, Heidi. Yeah, I remember
her. She wants her old implants back. Take these big ones out. First of all.
Well, what was her original size?
Well, she was a star in the Hills, star. And her, I don't know if she ever had an original size.
Oh, all
She's
right.
always
okay.
had some jump pumped in there.
All right. Well.
She wanted a G cup. She thought she even wanted an H cup.
So a G? Had, wait a second. Hold on. A, B, C, D, E, F. G. She wanted H?
She wanted
you
to
need
go
a wheelbarrow.
Still bigger, and that she hoped to be an H. So let me tell you something.
An H.
Well, I think she's a nut. But she had these implants. Now she says she's not happy. I'm so desperate to go back to my normal life. She's in severe pain from the many procedures that she feels trapped in her body. Well, let me tell you something. She needs surgery to her head. Not because she's wacky, that she is, but she keeps falling down the stairs.
Oh.
I mean, you got these H cups in front of you.
Oh, my God.
And, you can't stand up.
You can't stand up.
Try to get to a table to eat a dinner.
You can't.
You can't get close enough to the soup, so you got to lift them up on top of the table.
I know that.
There they
are. Which means she needs two areas
this
to put those down.
This makes a watermelon look like a pill.
Oh, my
this one.
Goodness.
So she's going to try to get back. She says, I'm so desperate to go back to normal. She confides to some Life and Style magazine or something.
Yes, and confided in us.
She said, I'm downgrading.
Oh.
And I'm going a little smaller to a D or a double D.
Oh, double D's not bad.
Well, that's not bad.
You know what I recommend?
What?
I recommend
a psychiatrist. That's what I recommend.
After that, she's
nutty as a fruitcake. What are you walking around with that kind of stuff hanging in front of you?
Oh,
how do you have your mind?
I told her.
You can't. You turn a corner. People see the balloons come first. And 2 hours later, you followed them around the corner. I mean, that's embarrassing.
All right. Are you out of control?
I'm out of control.
All right. Paris Hilton.
Besides being unable to hug her four dogs.
Oh, that's her problem?
Or wear anything but custom-made clothing, obviously.
Right. Well.
She says, I'm obsessed with fitness, but it's impossible to work out with these boobs. It's heartbreaking. I can't live my everyday life. Can you believe jumping on a tambourine, or what do they call it?
A trampoline.
Trampoline with those monsters bouncing around.
No.
You could get hit with them.
Of course.
And you could get hurt.
You could get a concussion.
So anyway, what they got to undo them.
I could get hurt.
Let me ask you this as a surgeon.
Yes.
If you were to remove the implants of that enormous size,
yes,
won't the container look a little saggy? I mean, it'll be like a wet rag.
You're going to have to tighten that stuff up.
Absolutely.
As a former plastic surgeon, I can tell you that they cannot use string.
On those.
They need cable.
On that one, they're going to have to use girders.
Girders, right.
Okay.
All right. Our girlfriend, Paris Hilton,
yes.
You know, used to go out with her.
Yeah.
You guys were quite a couple at the
right.
time.
She was terrific.
She was unbelievable. Paris Hilton is in the news again for cocaine. Now, let me tell you this.
Sure.
She uses cocaine like you and I use toilet paper.
Well, I don't know if she uses it in the same manner, but usually...
I mean, we go through 5 or 6 rolls a week.
Usually it's sniffed or taken orally, but
right.
if she wants it that way, fine. But...
I didn't mean she uses it as toilet paper.
Oh, you mean she uses it...
As much.
As much. Well,
as much.
She is quite fond of the funny juice.
Yes.
But she's 29 years old. You'd think she'd start to learn something. Anyway, she was picked up by the Las Vegas police near the Wynn Las Vegas Resort at about 11:30 p.m. And she was taken into the hotel to keep her safe. anyway, she was booked into the Clark County Jail, where she was released last Saturday, I think, or the Saturday before. And the police found that she had substances that tests later showed to be cocaine. Any rate, she'll probably get probation. But if she violates the probation, she could get up to 4 years in jail. Well, you know, these drug wackos, I don't know what it is with these Hollywood people, kid. They got everything going for them. Money, for instance, she's caught, you know, she was in her black Cadillac Escalade, driven by her boyfriend, who she says was the guy that had the cocaine.
Naturally. And somebody's got to carry it. She doesn't have any pockets.
In 2007, she pleaded to alcohol-related reckless driving and spent 45 days in jail. And after she was sentenced to that, she spent about 20 or 23 days in jail. And she's been, found with this kind of stuff from time to time. She's another one of these spoiled brats.
Well, okay. Here's all I could say. Here's what I want to tell you. We just got a call from American Airlines.
Yeah.
About our first person. What was her name, Heidi?
Yeah.
They want her there. Yeah. They got a job for her. She can be used as a flotation device.
I can't get her on the plane, though. How are they going to fit her on a plane?
God.
She's going to have a separate seat for her bosom.
Right. Yes. Those puppies are getting in the way of her hugging her dogs.
Right.
Yes.
No time.
There's no time like the present, so let's take a break. You've exhausted us once again, James, so we need to take a refreshing moment to pause and reflection.
Yes.
You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. We'll be right back.